Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shout out to Tupac. Shout out to Andy's Pizza. Lev had a question in here earlier that I at least wanted to circle back to, and then let's kind of go around the NFL just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of games, not just Washington. Leville wrote down Jaden Daniels, good, bad, encouraging, with question marks. I just saw this chart from Kevin Cole. It was a quarterback grading from Pro Football Focus versus their EPA, expected points added.
Mm-hmm.
Daniels ranks probably in the middle tier here. His EPA, his expected points added per play, pretty high. He'd probably be top 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
He's adding about a little more than a quarter of a point per every snap. And I think who your opponent is matters a lot in these. In EPA, Daniels is ahead of Matt Stafford, Jalen Hurts, just about on par with C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
You know who led the NFL in EPA this weekend, expected points added per play?
Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm.
But I just think
Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes.
When I look at any player, I look at the competition as well. It's not just about what the player does, it's who he's playing against. You know, and people will look at Baker was just outstanding. If he had done that against a team like a Steelers defense,
right,
he'll be out this world. You know what I mean? And I think you have to look at that too, and not just for the performance that you might see the guy do. Why is the performance a certain way? And for him to go through that game and not have interceptions and only get sacked twice says a lot about – I'm going to give him more credit than I just give the O-line. The O-line played good. They didn't play great.
Yeah.
But his experience – I mean, his athleticism and his movement helped him out.
Right.
Made him look good. And that's what you got to do sometimes.
I mean, if you want to grade on the curve of rookies – Jaden was significantly better than either Caleb Williams or Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
For me, watching his game, I wouldn't say he was good because I think his good is so much higher. But was he encouraging? Hell yeah. I've said it repeatedly now that I thought his level of competitiveness stood out to me the most.
This is first game playing. You don't expect him to hit his highest.
Yeah.
So if you're
on a scale of was he good for his NFL debut? Yes.
Yeah. Because what he's capable of becoming, we look at Tom, we look at Peyton, we look at all these guys. They weren't what they became early on.
For sure.
But I can't judge him on what I know he could be or what I expect him to be. When I see that game and I understand what rookies do, what people do in their first start. Not even if they're rookies. In their first start, they don't play like they're capable of playing.
Jeffrey, what do you say to Lanfield's question? Jaden Daniels, good, bad, encouraging. You can pick a word. Give me a word to describe Jaden.
He's definitely encouraging. A lot of people are up in arms already, and they're panicking. Dude didn't turn the ball over. He's a rookie. There's 17 more weeks left in the NFL. I'm just sitting and waiting. I'm waiting patiently. Like we talked during camp and all of that, JP, we know we're in the middle of a rebuild. Of course we're going to have our times where we come over here and be like, oh, yeah, they could pull off this upset. Nah, we know what's going on, and we know what we're cheering for. And a lot of, like I was talking to some people, I'm not going to say their name, but they was like, oh, you must be on the Jaden can't do nothing wrong train. I'm like, no, it's just I'm not going to sit up here and like turn my back on the kid one game into the season.
I would ask those people, what did he do so bad where you think he's somebody jumping off a train?
I want to do this because I mean,
in that game, what did he do that would make you question what he's capable of becoming?
I want to open the phones up. 800-636-1067.
You ain't saying their name. I one finger salute them too. And they know who they are.
Because, B, you said earlier you've been hearing people that are ready to just the season's over, fire everybody, right?
Yep.
I haven't heard that. As far as people that are done with Jaden or something already, like, I think you're nuts. I will give you the platform to make your case. If you think they need to fire somebody, if you want to react to week one, do it. I kind of think those are like weird social media bots, and I don't think actual humans will call in with those takes. 800-636-1067. You will get a fair opportunity to state your case if that is your case. I am fascinated to hear it. Landini, because sometimes I wonder if we're not arguing against ghosts. Like, do these people actually exist? Show yourself.
Well, they were human beings, believe me.
Landini, Jaden Daniels, good, bad, encouraging. That was your question.
Yeah, I would definitely say encouraging. I liked one thing that I really liked is I think he scrambled well, and I think that's actually pretty important for a guy. That was the best, most reliable way for them to get first downs yesterday was Jaden scrambling, and something like that, it just allowed him to stay on the field for a lot more and get more reps. So, you know, he can learn and he can grow. And I think that's critically important for him to get that experience, because I don't have a ton of confidence in the offensive coordinator or the wide receivers to get open. So if Jaden can go out there and, you know, make those plays happen himself, that's got to be encouraging for me.
I'm with you. I don't understand how you could leave yesterday and be discouraged, right? He was by far the best rookie quarterback to play yesterday. I think his ability to move with the football, I think Joe T said it really well. If you missed any of our interview with Joe Theismann from last hour, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind. All right, so B, here's what I can tell you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are calling. The phone lines have lit up now that I've asked for if, mm-hmm. if you really think they need to make a firing after one game, holler at me. But so far, none of them have made it through Jeff's rigorous screening process. So I think it might just be a lot of like lunatics or bots or whatever. I don't know. I'm fascinated to see what happens here. But Joe T said it really, really well. I think Daniels has shown he can make plays with his feet, certainly. I think mm-hmm. it's fair to say that. I think the evolution of that is making plays with your feet to stay in the pass game. And I don't think week one against a Todd Bowles defense is when you're going to see that, But over the course of a season, I think that's what you'd like to see is, you know, you still want to run. You still want to pick up the chunk yards when you can, pick up the first downs when you can. But what if your ability to evade pressure buys you more time and then you see that receiver streaking on the post route?
Yeah, but that's something you're growing too. And I wouldn't expect a person in his first game to be able to do everything at one time. I don't think anybody does it in their first game. You know, and then that's where – in this day and age, what we do, we are judging people according to guys who finished their careers, guys who are in their glory days of their career, their 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year. We judge the first year guy on those guys. Instead of judging them on the first year, go look at Peyton's first game and all these guys have a great first game and see what they did. I think they wouldn't – I think you would see a total difference, but that's not how people do it.
Our buddy Brian Burrows with a call here. He said, Jaden was definitely encouraging. I will wait until week six to see how I feel, but the defense will adjust and we definitely just need to see as it goes. I don't get how you could not be encouraged from that. If you want to say it wasn't, it's far from a finished product, certainly, right? But like, I can't imagine
who
watching.
Who was expecting to see a finished product in week one?
I don't know. People are calling. We'll see. I just don't think it's too much to say, like, oh, you know, fire everybody. I don't like Jaden, whatever. Either way, like, I think it's one game, and you got to chill. I think you got to give him a little bit of time. Last year, they started 2-0, and they went 4-13. If you are convinced that everything needs to be blown up because of week one, yo, it looked bad. That was a bad game. They played poorly. Their defense was awful. The offense wasn't very good. Like I'm not sugarcoating or denying anything. I just think you're nuts if drastic measures have to be taken because of that. You know what I mean? Does that sound fair?
It sounds 100% fair to me. I just, listen, man.
But that's why I want.
I've learned a long time ago, I don't listen to everybody that speaks on the radio or everybody that's just going tweet something. You know, you got to realize people become very, very intelligent and know-it-all and brave when they're on Twitter and on phones.
That's why I don't even think people are going to call in with these wild takes. Like, I think
somebody will.
All right, we'll see.
People do crazy stuff.
The phones aren't lit up, but whoever is calling is so hell-bent on just screaming that they're not even getting past Jeff and Lamphill. Like, it's just, I can see the boys in the aquarium trying to, like, make sense of whatever is being yelled at them, and it seems comical to me. I don't understand it, but we'll find out together. We're all in it together. You and I, before we get to this, how about Dak getting paid and then delivering?
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
I thought that was pretty impressive as far as performance.
Dak said, I'm getting my cheddar. I'm out.
Are you blown away when you hear those numbers?
No.
That's a big number, dude.
But
Micah Parsons, did you see his comment after?
What?
He's like, damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but the whole thing about it is we act like just like you said, let's act like what we see. Did you not see the number going there?
Totally.
So, it's a big number, but you know what? It's now like all the basketball players used to talk. The quarterbacks are competing in passing. That's how it is. And the NFL, we look at the numbers. The numbers state how much money they make. How do they promote their league?
Sure.
So that guy's going to get paid.
Arguably the worst loss of the weekend, it goes to the Panthers. But Cincinnati
worst
falling.
Loss of the weekend was Notre Dame. But I'm just like rubbing
that's
it against
a tough
those
one.
Guys.
Yeah. Cincinnati losing to New England is tough.
Yeah, and they look – see, that's another one. Joe Burrow, okay, is an unbelievable quarterback. Highly looked.
He looked rough, but – all right, somebody's ready to present their argument. This is Shane. Shane, what's your argument, sir?
First and foremost, I want to say that I am not saying that it needs to be sweeping changes. The thing is this, right? We all knew Jaden Daniels coming in was an electric runner. That's not a question. What we had questions about was whether he would throw the ball across the middle, whether he would protect himself, and whether he would be durable. You know what I'm saying? So running the ball 16 times, and it's just something about the way he takes his hits, right? He looked like a rag doll, his helmet's flying off, this and that. So I would say, first and foremost, we can punt on this year. I think that Adam Peters punted on this year when he didn't address any weapons for Jaden Daniels to have, didn't address the left tackle, didn't address pass rush. So I just think that we started off already in a bad term with just punting on the year. It didn't even seem like we wanted to be competitive. We don't have any star players on the roster. We don't even really have good players on the roster. So I've been telling guys all this, we're going to do better just because we had roster over turnover didn't mean anything because we didn't get any actual good players. Filling it in with Bobby Wagner's and Cleveland Furls would not make us better. So I would just say that Adam Peters, first and foremost, already dealt our head coach Dan Quinn a bad hand for his first year, which means that in year two, we better see some change, which will be hard because all of these guys are on one-year deals. So I think that the whole Dan Quinn era, okay, it started off in the wrong foot because we basically punted on this year without adding any talent, okay? And next year, it'll be even harder because, like I said, we're just going to be bringing in more talent and drop the turnover again because these guys are on one-year deals. So that's 2 years now, and next year he'll have to produce, which it'll be hard with all the roster turnover. So that's 2 years I feel like it's already going to be wasted, so which puts the emphasis on the third year. And what is the third year going to be? Full of rookies, and it's just already started out bad just with the way that the roster was constructed this year, which puts total pressure on next year. Okay, and then it's just like the Dan Quinn era is already, to me, seems like it's just like the Ron Rivera era. Oh, give me 3 years, I'm a rebuilder. We're not rebuilding, we're retooling. What? This is not the way you go about it, to me. Okay, you got to try to bring in players, good players.
You can't fix everything in one year.
And we want to wonder why the receiver's not getting separation. We have on the meet exec here.
Do you think that they can fix everything in 1 year, bro?
I never said that, but
well, I'm asking you a question because you coming and you giving us your mindset. I'm going to ask you a question.
How can you improve when you have a worse roster?
No. I don't think the roster is worse, but I don't think you saw all that stuff yesterday. You said he couldn't protect himself. He did protect himself yesterday. I think he threw the ball across. He threw the ball across the middle.
Times, bro.
He threw the ball across the middle.
Where did he protect himself, bro?
He rolled. The hardest hit he took was when he got hit in the pocket.
Shane. Listen, I am happy.
Shane, you must have never played football. You just think nobody gonna get touched at all on the damn football field?
I played 8 years of football, bro.
But you don't get hit on the football field.
Yeah, he got up, but that don't mean he protected himself.
He gonna get hit. He got hit from the back. The hardest hit he took wasn't the helmet hit. It was the hit he got hit from the back.
He ran helmet to helmet with Antoine Winfield Jr., and luckily he just pushed him to the ground and wasn't diving.
Can I ask you a question, Shane? You got to let us talk, dog. It's our show,
just
not
cut
yours.
Him off. That's what you do. You don't give nobody all that damn time, and they just run their damn mouth not listening.
It's interesting, though. Don't you think they can improve from yesterday? Are you convinced that they're going to suck for 3 years?
How can you improve with zero talent?
All right, thank you for the call, man.
That's why you stop listening to fools. Sometimes people open their mouth, they tell you exactly what they are.
I would rather the people that have these opinions get to, because I don't think they should exist. I think you're nuts.
But JP, there are nuts in the world.
I do think there's a dearth of talent. I agree with that. I've said that repeatedly. And dude, if you want to, you can make the argument, like we knew secondary was a problem. They didn't really do anything to address it. They've got a ton of cap space. I do think it's part of a longer-term plan. I'm not willing to throw in the towel on the 25-26 season already. We'll keep these phone lines going.
26, what is
that? That dude's saying they're going to be bad for 3 years, and then they got to start it all over.
Man, listen, bro. Sometimes stuff that's said is not what you need to listen to. We try to be respectful to people when they respectful to us. But if you're going to say stupid stuff, I'm going to come right back at
you.
You
also
got to
let us talk, dude. It's crazy.
No, but you don't have to. You can just cut his ass off. That's what you do. The whole thing about it is, yes, we listen. But everybody is not that damn smart in everything that they try to present every time. And you don't have to listen to it every time.
B. Mitchell Finley, nobody go anywhere.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Woo, been a long day. Long 24 hours. I still don't understand why the game was at 425. If I could have one beef, it'd be with the person that scheduled that thing at 425. They think that was going to be cooler?
I don't know about the coolness. I don't think they were thinking about the coolness.
You know one thing I was surprised by? Maybe it happened and I missed it. I don't remember many cramps yesterday.
I didn't see many.
I thought
either.
That heat and humidity, we'd see some.
I thought you would, but I forgot who I said, who I talked to. It might have been
Santana.
No, it wasn't Tanner. It was one of the owners. I can't think of his name right now.
Well, just say one of the owners.
Yeah. He said they practicing stuff that was hotter than this. When they had that 4 or 5 days.
In Miami.
In Miami and up here. Remember how hot it was?
Yeah.
So they didn't have it continuously, but they did have some weather.
In that super hot stretch in Ashburn,
it was hotter than yesterday.
But I don't know if it was the same humidity. Florida just packs a punch. But it was wild. Talking to Santana in that press room, he was, because I was like, man, I guess you're kind of used to this growing up down here. He's like, man, this is hotter than I remember. Santana said that about growing up in Miami.
I think you have to look at that aspect as this, Jay. When you were young, you were always out there.
Yeah, you probably didn't think about
it. He's up here now. And we're not used to standing. Like, everyone tell me I'm supposed to be used to the humidity because I grew up in Louisiana. I'm not used to humidity.
You also haven't lived in Louisiana in 35 years or something. 30 years or something.
Yeah.
Right. One guy that stood out to me yesterday was Bucky Irving, the Bucks backup running back. I think he's a rookie.
He ran hard.
9 carries for 62 yards, ran really hard. The crowd was chanting his name by the end of that game.
Yeah.
Just really impressive stuff from him. Obviously, Godwin kind of carved them up.
Mike Evans was really good, caught two touchdowns. That rookie for them is the kid McMillan, caught a touchdown. Baker was really impressive. How much of Baker's excellent game is Baker versus Washington's pass defense? And pass lack of pass rush, too.
Well, I say he had a – Baker played well last year, and he hadn't done it like consistent years, so you kind of question it. Well, he came back this year, and he started off the same way. And I think part of the way the defense was playing played a part in it, but, hell, this maybe it's his maturation.
Let's try to go around the league real quick just because we've spent, I mean, literally 3.5 hours on the Commanders. It'll be under the radar a little bit. I thought the Chargers had a really impressive debut.
Mm-hmm. Ran the ball.
They ran the hell out of the
Violently.
Ball. J.K. Dobbins was a big-time prospect. I mean, a big deal at Ohio State, got drafted by the Ravens, has run into just a ton of injuries. He was a second-rounder, I think, in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Dobbins had a monster game. 10 carries for 135 yards and a touchdown.
Mm.
That's pretty damn good.
Hell yeah.
Averaged 13 a pop. Gus Edwards was kind of the presumed starter out there. He 11 carries for 26 yards. Gus Buss, I think you lost your job, dude. And I think you talk about establishing an identity. A Harbaugh team is obviously going to do that. Herbert didn't throw the ball much, 17 to 26 for a buck 44 with a touchdown. Ladd McConkey, the rookie wideout out of UGA, I think, caught the touchdown. But this game was really kind of a dog. I mean, the Chargers won the game. They only had 11 first downs. They were 4 of 15 on third down. And even how well they ran the football.
It wasn't an overwhelming game, I can tell you that.
No. I think Harbaugh will get them playing, though, man.
But I asked the question.
Okay.
Will they be able to do the things necessary if they don't utilize Herbert passing the ball more?
No, I think eventually, I think the Raiders are quite bad, and I think that game plan maybe gets you into the season, and then I don't know who the Chargers have next, but I think you'll need more out of Herbert. But I think he was also dealing, wasn't Herbert banged up in this thing? I think Herbert had a slight injury in the preseason, and that maybe is why they dialed this back a bit.
Mm.
A really good game was in Indy. I don't know if you saw highlights of that at mm-hmm. all. Anthony Richardson, dude.
He has a cannon.
So we talked about Bo Nix earlier, who completed 26 passes for 138 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Richardson had 212 yards passing. How many passes do you think he completed?
10?
9. I mean, that is pretty damn absurd to go 9 of 19 in an NFL game, but it's more absurd to go 9 of 19 with 212, two touchdowns, and a pick. This kid, Pierce, that was like his preferred deep ball threat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Anthony Richardson physically can do is just nuts. I don't know what that caps out as a ceiling. He had another 6 carries for 56 yards with a touchdown on the ground. He's a tough, tough, big person.
That is true.
Stroud was pretty impressive. 24-32 for 234, two touchdowns. Joe Mixon, Landfill, you want to take a victory lap on Mixon?
I think Cincy might be thinking, why did we let him go?
Landini, you were all over it.
Yeah, I mean, Mixon's he's consistently been good since entering the league. I don't know what people were expecting.
30 carries for 159 yards, mm-hmm. over 5 a pop, had the touchdown.
That's balling.
That receiving group in Houston, Nico Collins, 6 for 117. Tank Dell had a couple catches. Steph Diggs, a lot of short stuff. 6 catches, but for only 33 yards. But more importantly, 2 touchdowns. Indy gave them kind of everything they could. At various times, it looked like Houston might get away with this thing. Then it looked like Indy took the lead in the fourth quarter.
Houston don't quit, dog. They do not quit.
Yeah. You got to like what they're building there. Did you see any Bills-Cardinals highlights, B?
Yeah. We were watching a lot of that game early.
The Cardinals got out to an early lead. They were up 10-0. Then they were up 17-3 in the second quarter. And then it was kind of all Buffalo after that. Yep. Josh Allen, for all the angst we have about Jaden Daniels running, Josh Allen called his own number on a near the goal line, got up in the air, which you're told not to do, came down hard on his left hand. They had to tape it up. Allen was really impressive in this thing, though, just a total machine. Finished game 18-23 for 232 with two touchdowns, and then another 39 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. Kyler was pretty good, too. Not a lot of yardage. Kyler went 5-57 on the ground and 21-31 for a 162 and a touchdown on the ground. A lot of these numbers, for an offensive league, these really aren't staggering numbers. I think there's some... there's something to offenses being a little stagnant early in the season.
Where the defense catching up and then they're going to change the rules again so the defense could be... The offense could be ahead again.
Now, but you know what's interesting? I mean, the one rule we've really seen perhaps overly officiated early in the year is helpful to the defense. When they're calling these illegal formations with the tackles kind of lined up well behind the line of scrimmage,
yeah,
like that does help the DN. Like if they don't get to set up with their back foot anchored out.
But they were supposed to be calling that many years ago, and they just all of a sudden starting to call it now. The most of the tackles, your head is supposed to cross the waistline of the center.
Right.
Their head's not even touching the back of the butt of the center. They're so far in the backfield, it's ridiculous.
Well, dude, you know what else it presents a problem with? With your receivers, the rules of football dictate generally that one receiver's on the line of scrimmage and the other receiver tells the referee or the line judge, hey, I'm off, and the line judge confirms it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the off-ball wideout was lining up closer to the line of scrimmage than the tackle in a lot of situations.
If you look at it,
it's crazy.
If you look at it sometimes, I had to take a double take yesterday because I'm like, hold on, is that an illegal formation? And it was legal based on the fact that they allowed that tackle to be so deep.
The rookie wideouts with which there was so much excitement. Marvin Harrison Jr. yesterday, only one catch for 4 yards. And that was with Kyler Murray playing at a relatively high level. If you look at Malik Nabers, who's by far the best of the rookie wideouts yesterday, or maybe even Brian Thomas, you would say, for the Jaguars. Nabers finished the game with 5 catches, 66 yards on 7 targets. Danny Dimes was really bad, though, so who knows if that could be more. Brian Thomas on the Jags, I know he had the touchdown catch. 4 catches for 47 yards and a score. Roma Dunze, you see this yet?
Mm-mm.
Roma Dunze, I think, went 9th or 10th to the Bears overall out of University of Washington.
Physical.
Heading for an MRI on his knee.
All right.
Not great news there. But the Bears did get the win. As much as we can talk about the best rookie quarterback performance, the only one of them that won was Caleb Williams. I think it helps that he went to by far the best overall roster. But I think, hell, Jaden Daniels said it yesterday. He's like, man, we didn't win. I'm a hard grader. So if we don't win, what's it all about?
There you go.
Interesting from Baltimore. Ravens back on the practice field after last Thursday night's game. Lamar Jackson not there. We'll find out what's going on. John Harbaugh is set to talk to reporters at 3 o'clock, as is Dan Quinn. We'll address reporters at 3 o'clock. What will be your top question for DQ today?
Coach, how do you get the team back to what you thought they were? You say that you were surprised that they didn't tackle well and they lost their energy. How do you get that energy transferred to the football field?
Lanville, what's your top question for DQ today? Talking at 3 o'clock.
Do you have a plan to fix the coverage? If so, well, I guess he's not going to tell you what is it. So I guess I'd say, if not, why?
Okay. I like those. I don't really – I am curious. Emmanuel Forbes went in for an X-ray yesterday. We saw him – I mean, he walked right by the press room, so it's not like it was like a mysterious thing. And then he talked.
Generally, though, you can get the x-ray done at the stadium. Any sort of MRI work needs to wait till the next day for swelling to go down. Mm-hmm. He was walking around totally fine. I am always curious kind of if injury updates are coming. I don't know that there was one there. I'm trying to think if there was any other injuries that kind of popped up. Tampa had plenty, but I don't think Washington really. Yeah, man, they lost a lot.
So I would want to know from Dan, and actually it would be more of a statement. Jamin Davis changed his position. Many people questioned, was he going to be here? He had probably one of the better games of anybody on the defense side of football.
It's a short list, but yeah.
How else? I mean, what else do you think you can get out of him? Because I know, listen, everywhere I went during the time, he was gone in everybody's mind. He's on the team and being used, being utilized. So I would want to know how other people can have his mindset, because that kid bought into it and he's helping himself out tremendously.
Had the tackle for loss in the second half of that game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of good stories. That's one.
Yeah.
Tyler Biadasz recovered a fumble. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill. Why don't we make some bets, man? We got Monday Night Football, baby.
That's a little weird. That little high-pitched voice you hear right there.
I'm excited.
You say, baby.
All right. New week, new us. Monday Night Football tonight. We had our weekend parlay. Beamish had the Cardinals plus 6.5. They covered. I had the Titans plus 3.5 against the Bears. They're up 17-0 and didn't cover. I mean, what a joke that is. Jeff had the Commanders plus 3.5. We all know how that went. Ahmed had the Dolphins minus 3.5. Loser. Landini had the Chargers laying 3. Winner. There you
Landini,
have it.
Man, what are we going to do with these dudes weighing us down, man?
I will say, in defense of JP and Ahmed, at least their picks had a shot. Jeff with the worst pick of all time. We just got to exile him from that parlay.
You got to let him know that this is your vote with your head, not your heart. Okay.
What do we like tonight, boys?
Tonight.
I just saw some troubling news on Twitter.
What's that?
Apparently, there is an Aaron Rodgers documentary coming out on Netflix. So I'm taking the 49ers. I am not an Aaron Rodgers fan. I've had enough of his nonsense.
Were you ever going to take the Jets tonight?
Yeah. I think the Jets are actually
I'm taking
team.
The Niners. And I'm also going to take a Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown.
There's a parlay.
There you go.
Parlay king. Lot of action on the Jets. I don't like it. I had a pretty bad weekend, so who knows?
Should have hung out more with me. You'd had a great weekend.
I mean, I enjoyed myself. I liked the city of Tampa. Going under in Jets Niners.
Both defenses are good.
And early in the season, most of this stuff's been kind of.
Yeah.
Did Jeff leave us with a pick for tonight?
He didn't, so he gets
an L.
Like it did me.
His pick is Commanders plus 3.5.
That pick did poor enough that counts for tonight, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Joe Theismann for joining us. Thank you to all the callers. A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. I would only caution that there's a lot of football left.
Yes.
Thank you to AD, of course, the legend. Thank you to American Airlines getting us back on time. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far. Landfill owes you a
JP
beer.
JP owe you a beer, and you can send your mom in to make sure they get it.
What?
Remember, my son said you owe me a beer.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
the
bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.